Yes, gosh, oh, good speed, a perfectly thrown ball, caught it in stride, didn't have to break stride. 52-yard touchdown pass for the Lakers.
Just under 5 minutes left to go here in the third. The conversion try coming up. Lakers going to go for two here as they snap it to Van Hooten. Van Hooten looking to get in on the left side is not going to do it. So with 4:59 to go, it is 41-8. And the director, Jason, says we're going to keep it right here again. So that will bring that that two off the board that you were so interested to see, and twos are not wild anymore.
No, that must have just been, I gotta go back and look at my notes here now. I guess the second and part of the third quarter type deal there, but, you know, a nice play by the Lakers there, good timeout by Coach Gardy again. Coach, he's an experienced one for sure, and, been with the Lakers for several years, and the old coaches, they'll notice tendencies quite quickly, and something was happening with that Reese defense that he thought he could take advantage of, called the timeout, got the guys over, and it's nice to see the Lakers put some points on the board offensively here this evening as the defense did the scoring for them early on in this game.
Well, it's unfortunate that Coach Gardy not going to be back on the Lakers sideline next year. Told us in the interview before the game that they wanted the coaches to be full-time teachers on staff, and therefore with Coach Gardy not being a member of the teaching staff at Lakers, not going to be able to continue next year, and that's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, you hate to see some of the old experienced coaches go because, for old guys like me and you, it's kind of a link to the past, if anything, it's just like the dedication they had for Coach Herp at Ubley there, just that night, just seeing some of the old players and whatnot. It brought back a lot of memories for me personally.
Reese on the return out over the 35 to the 40-yard line. And that was Jared Bender on the return. So that's where the Rockets will have it first and 10 at their own 40 with 4:53 to play here in the third quarter. Thank you to Paul Adams, who is down in Marlette. Looks like the Red Raiders starting to open this game up just a touch. They are now up 31-20 over the Harbor Beach Pirates.
And I have an update from the Cass City Bay City All Saints game. Cass City leading 18-14. I believe that is third quarter action.
Well, the Redhawks staying in contention for a playoff spot as well. Nice job by Ed Stoutenberg, first year Cass City varsity head coach. I keep mentioning that Coach Stoutenberg has been around that program for eons, and this is his first crack at the varsity level. And so far, the Redhawks leading All Saints and looking pretty good in his first season, looking to go to 4-2 and take an extra step closer to a playoff spot.
That last scoring drive by the Lakers, three plays, 68 yards. Walter Van Hooten, a 52-yard touchdown pass to Evan Gasho. The two-point conversion was no good.
Number 11, Travis Menapace in at quarterback for the Rockets as they pick up a first down here. Hand it off to number 4. We didn't catch number 4's name, unless you have it somewhere.
No, the guys are holding out on me over there again.
Maybe after the quarter we can go and track down his name. But it's a first down for the Reese Rockets in Laker territory at the 39-yard line. Menapace up under center. Going to hand it off again. It's going to be number 4, the ball carrier, and he's taken down near the 30, close to a Reese first down. You want to run next turn and get that number for me?
Or
that
sure.
Might as well, and keep things rolling here as the Rockets pick up 9 yards on the play. Second down and 1 coming up. 3:40 to play here in the third quarter. Kyle Yocklin, a nice night at quarterback for the Rockets. Apparently done for the night. I see him standing here on the sideline with his helmet off. In at quarterback number 11, Travis Menapace. He'll hand it off. Again, it's going to be number 4, the ball carrier. And we've got a penalty marker on the play. This is going to go against the Rockets. So a second down and 1 is going to turn into a Second down and six as Paul Starkall gets the Rockets, backs him up. Evan Hodd is number four, so got that straightened out. Second down and six coming up. The handoff is going to be to Evan Hodd, and Evan Hadd, he'll take it to the 35-yard line. Pickup of a yard here, so third down coming up with just under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Third down and three. Rockets up by a score of 41-8 over the Lakers. Next week, Jason and I will be up in Laker country to see the Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Handoff goes to number 20, Evan Campbell. And Campbell has what looks to be a Rocket first down inside the 30-yard line.
Reese doing a good job continuing on this drive here, just moving the ball nicely. Looks like we have an injury timeout.
Yeah, Nate Crone a little slow to come out of that pile there. He did not look good as he got up off the pile, but it was able to come off the field under his own power. So,
well, good news for the Lakers, too. I just noticed defensively Tim Warrick, the quarterback, back in for the Lakers. So the hit he took in the second quarter, took him a while to shake it off, but he's back in the ball game for the Lakers.
Handoff going around the right side with it was the quarterback. Should be a penalty on the play, and there will be one there as Travis Menapace gets it into the end zone. There's a tripping penalty going to be called against the Lakers. You could see that one coming. Even I called that one from the booth.
Yeah, the old hook slide tackle there. That's not allowed, in case anybody was wondering. But that will be a Reese touchdown.
I would imagine that will be enforced probably on the kickoff. Normally penalties like that are, but we'll wait and see. 2:17 to play here in the third quarter, and the Rockets get back on the board again here in this third quarter, up 47-8. Conversion try coming up here. And that penalty will be enforced on the kickoff. So the conversion try coming here for the Rockets as they exchange all kinds of personnel. It's like a Chinese fire drill all of a sudden as six players came off and six players come running back on. Everybody,
hockey season starting. All the line changes ready.
Yeah, there you go. Kyle Yocklin will be the holder on this try as Cody Somerville will be the kicker. The kick is on the way, and it is good. 48-8 with 2:17 to play here in the third quarter. Let's take a break, Jason, and we'll come right back. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon Food Pride, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon Food Pride lately? You'll be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon Food Pride's roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from their deli for your family's dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon Food Pride, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Welcome back to Reese High School, 48-8. Jason loves it when I get tongue-tied. Every opportunity he can to make fun of me, he'll take it.
Could make a night out of that. Just doing that. Having a good old time here. That last scoring drive by Reese, really one of their more impressive drives of the evening. 8 plays, 60 yards. Travis Menapace, the backup quarterback, ran it in from 27 yards out. The extra point good. Didn't go into the parking lot this time.
Nope, the kids back there in the gallery were able to snag that one. But a good kick that almost went through the uprights. Keep in mind that was aided by the penalty as the Rockets kicked off on the Laker 45-yard line. So on the touchback, the Lakers will have a first and 10 on their own 20. That gave the crowd a little something to ooh and ah about, though.
It was a very impressive kick. Caleb got Natkowski doing the kicking tonight for Reese. He's had to kick off quite a bit, too. The Rockets doing a good job here putting some points up on the board. If it's not the